in Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer at the Vatican. A solemn procession bringing the body of Pope Francis from the chapel in the Vatican guest house to St. Peter's Basilica, where the 88-year-old pontiff will lie in state for 3 days before a Saturday funeral. Easing off the trade war, President Trump saying his administration is actively seeking what he calls a fair deal with China. Trump's tariffs, the subject of a new lawsuit brought by 12 states.
The states allege that the trade policy upended the constitutional order and has brought chaos to the American economy. They're asking a federal court in New York to declare the tariffs unlawful and block them from taking effect.
ABC's Peter Haralambos. After 4 decades in Congress, 80-year-old Illinois Senator Dick Durbin announcing he won't seek re-election. The judge holding off on approving a $2.8 billion antitrust lawsuit settlement involving the NCAA that would allow revenue sharing for college athletes until it's modified to address concerns about roster limits. This is ABC News. Sales of new homes increased more than expected in March. The Commerce Department says sales of single-family homes jumped 7.4%. The median new house price dropped 7.5% to $403,000 in March from a year earlier. It was 20 years ago today that the first video was uploaded to YouTube.
Making a living off online platforms has only gotten more common in the last 20 years, says YouTube's Maddie Buxton.
More people describe themselves as a video creator than ever before. And a lot of those people are creating through short-form video.
YouTube launched Shorts, a vertical scrolling video feed, in 2020. It's similar to TikTok, but not when it comes to how people watch video.
A lot of people are watching short-form videos on their TVs.
Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
A federal judge finds the state of North Dakota entitled to nearly $28 million for responding to protests of the Dakota Access Pipeline in 2016 and 2017. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Chuck McDowell here. If you were misled or lied to in any way when buying a timeshare, right now is your wake-up call. With the tariffs, economy tanking, and inflation rising, you might need to ask yourself this question. Is owning a timeshare a good idea? With all the economic uncertainty, you need to protect yourself and your family. Don't look back and say, if I'd have only got rid of that stupid timeshare they lied to me about. It's time to stop thinking about canceling your timeshare and finally get rid of it and be smart with your money. At Wesley Financial Group, we've saved 48,000 families an average of $65,000 in lifetime payments. Give us a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare permanently or you'll pay nothing.
Call Wesley for your free timeshare exit kit. 800-489-7733. 800-489-7733. 800-489-7733.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A big night for Brewer batters. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bryce Terang had 4 hits. Jake Bowers, a 2-run homer. Christian Yelich, a grand slam that sailed 407 feet. The Brewers beat the Giants 11-3 in San Francisco. Jose Quintana allowing just 1 run over 6 innings. He's now 3-0. Is he the best pitcher the Brewers have right now? Pat Murphy.
He is. I mean, he's only, how many starts has he made for us?
30.
I feel like he's made 30 for us because it's just like he gives you that understanding of like, I know how to pitch. I know how to get out of this thing. I know how to navigate through a lineup.
NBA, the Bucks losing again to the Pacers, 123-115. The series moves to Milwaukee Friday with Indy up 2-0. NFL draft in Green Bay. Players and families arriving for tomorrow night's first round.
It is pretty amazing just kind of seeing all this kind of come together. What a cool thing for the Packers and city of Green Bay, and really neat to see it all come together.
That's Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Will there ever be a sequel to The Big Lebowski? If Jeff Bridges and Julianne Moore had their say, it would be absolutely. Unfortunately, it is the Coen brothers, Joel and Ethan, who seem against the idea. The Coen brothers have not made a sequel to any of their work, although Bridges said they do tend to surprise people sometimes. In addition to no sequels, the brothers also have not made a film together since 2018's The Ballad of Buster Scruggs. When he's not trying to sell you his own products like Aviation Gin or Mint, Ryan Reynolds actually makes films. He starred opposite Hugh Jackman in 2024's Deadpool and Wolverine. Recently, Jackman took a good-natured swipe at his pal Reynolds by telling a crowd at Radio City Music Hall that Jackman was curiously left out of a dance scene in the film. Don't worry, there is no awkwardness. Jackman did assure everyone in the crowd they are bros for life. Thank goodness for that. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy for tonight, maybe a shower or two, and a low in the upper 40s. For tomorrow, more clouds, a few showers around, highs low 60s. Early showers, then clearing sky for Friday, highs only in the mid-50s, but clearing out Saturday, highs upper 50s. Currently, it's 66.
Maggie Dawn.
Tom Paulsiewicz joins me next in the guest co-host chair. We discuss Pope Francis's passing. What was this Pope's legacy? A progressive or something else?
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good day to be indigenous.
Get up, stand up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut a deep end.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Hey, Kadagi to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. Hey, we discuss local, national, Native news and events. And as you know, Chujunk, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. This portion of the show is supported by J.S. Bean Factory off Randolph Avenue in St. Paul. Only the good stuff keeps us awake.
Ooh, I need some of that because I didn't have my nappy today, Haley, and you're going to probably have to hold up the whole show.
I know. Well, I haven't had like my sixth cup of coffee yet, so yeah. I need to get there still.
Oh, to be young. And then you put all those sweet things in there. And
just sweat it out. Yeah. All the caffeine. Just sweat it out.
Nice. Jeez. That reminds me. Well, I had a story I think I told you years ago. I'd have my espresso machine on a timer and I'd have coffee and I was having chest pains and I went to the doctor right away that day and they started asking me, you know, do you have these chest pains when you wake up? And I'm going, no. And she goes, when do you start feeling? And I'm going, dang, I'm drinking too much coffee. I start feeling them after 10th cup of coffee and two shots of espresso. So I had to back off a little bit back then.
Yeah.
I think I was in my 40s.
Oh, yeah. It's like our bloodline. I remember like my native, no, seriously, like my native aunties and Gaga and everything back in the day when they would all get together, like no matter what time of the day it was, it could be 10 o'clock at night and they'd still be sitting around the kitchen table just drinking coffee.
And smoking cigs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
the classic duo.
And talking crap.
Yeah.
Exactly. I hope they're not listening tonight. Hey, you know what? Let's switch up a little bit here. I just want to, before we talk about what month it is here in April, I was at the today's book day, which is really interesting, World Book Day. And I was at the book Minnesota Book Awards last night, and it was awesome. The two Native Americans won, and also Kathy Coates, who did the book Banished that we always talk about. She was a runner up, and so it was a great night. It was pretty awesome.
It looked awesome. I was seeing on Facebook as they posted as the awards came out each time. I was waiting for Kathy there. I did see Marcy Rendon won genre fiction with her book Where They Last Saw Her.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Just so proud of her.
And there's so many fans for her, and we just like hang out with her at the
Farmer's Market for sisters.
Yes.
I know.
Chilling out.
Oh my gosh, we love her family. Simone Rendon, too, her daughter, is the owner of Edible Arts, and she makes her own handmade jams and stuff. And you can see both of them usually at the Four Sisters Farmers Market every Thursday at NACTI's parking lot in the summer months.
Yeah, and good on her, Marcy, and it's really cool to know her. And yeah. There are so many fans. I got to just tell you this before we get moving on here, is that one of the biggest fans for her is State Senator Mary Kunish.
Oh, yeah. She talks about her all the time herself.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's an avid reader, of course, and then that was her job when she was in public schools, was a media specialist, and yeah. I'm old enough to remember when they used to call them librarians.
Librarians. I always loved going to the...
Nimmo back at the track! Goal!
Dahl on the track, Dahl at the wall, goodbye! Home run!
Fly ball right field, hit a ton! We're tied!
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
At the track, wall gone. Sal Frelick gets into one to right center.
Track to the wall. Goodbye. Back-to-back games with a home run for Rhys Hoskins.
Tonight, the crew take on the San Francisco Giants in the Bay at Oracle Park.
Malloy turns. He's a spectator. It is sailing. It is gone. Christian Yelich.
Third ball right back to Quintana. Fields it, throws to second for one, the turn to first, is in time! Oh, what a job by Quintana!
Now it's time for the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It is a chilly and breezy night in San Francisco. The lights are already on because there is a lot of cloud cover here today in San Fran as the Brewers and the Giants getting set for Game 3 of this four-game series. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Oracle Park here in the city by the bay alongside Josh Maurer and our producer and engineer, Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you here tonight. This series tied at a game apiece after the Brewers' dominating victory last night and that 8-run sixth inning. So the crew looking to earn at least a split of this series if they can make it 2 in a row here tonight in San Francisco. And they'll have to earn it. They're going to face one of the better pitchers in the National League in the Giants' ace, right-hander Logan Webb. But the Brewers will counter with an ace of their own in Freddy Peralta. Really good pitching matchup here tonight at Oracle Park. We'll talk to Josh when we come back after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton and AM 1100.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards from Oracle Park here in San Francisco. Josh Maurer joining me now. And Josh, look, a big night last night offensively from this squad, and Yelich had the grand slam, Bowers had the two-run home run, Terang had a career night as well at the plate. Maybe not talking enough about what Caleb Durbin has done specifically in this series. He has been a spark plug at the bottom of this lineup for the Crew.
Well, I think, Lane, he's done exactly everything that the Brewers could have hoped that he would, and it's only been a very small sample, five games, but he's giving them a real lift at the bottom of the order, which is something that was sorely needed, production from the bottom part of that lineup card. And he's playing very good defense at third base, which I don't know that everybody was expecting, to be honest with you. Third is a new position relatively for Caleb, and he's taking to it very well. He's made some great plays here in this series. So, yeah, all in all, it's been, in a five-game sample size, about as positive and productive as I think anybody on the Brewers would have hoped.
And he hasn't struck out yet. He's 5-for-20. It is Wednesday. He came up last Friday. He hasn't struck out yet. You like that in a guy at the bottom of the lineup, because that's a guy that can move guys around a little bit if you need him to.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and also think about the fact that he bats ninth, Bryce Terang bats first, and having them in a lot of innings going back-to-back has been pretty productive.
Yeah, almost like dueling leadoff guys, one at the bottom and one at the top of the order for the Crew. He also hasn't drawn a walk yet either, very small sample, but Durbin has been great for the Brewers. He's been a big part of this offense over the last five games. Well, Brewers and Giants, game three of the series. We're going to talk with the manager, Pat Murphy, when we return after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards, on the Brewers Radio Network.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Sitco, Miller Lite, Concordia University of Wisconsin, Usinger's Famous Sausage, American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Crew, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Woodman's Food Market, Pops Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, Carbless, Island Resort and Casino, Hello Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Cousin Subs, Potawatomi Sportsbook, Cedar Crest Ice Cream, Wisconsin Biofuels, Wisconsin Laborers District Council, and Wisconsin Dental Association on the Brewers Radio Network.
With all the money you can save on gas when you use the Club Sitco Rewards app, you're good to go. But good to go where? Good to go fly first class?
Hot towel.
Cool. Good to go to the opera. Good to sit ringside at a boxing match. Good to go salsa dancing? Tap dancing? Or polka dancing? Download Sitco's money-saving Club Sitco app today. The easiest way to save money on fuel. Now you're good to go.
Save big money on appliances now at Menards. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with the largest in-stock appliance selection ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Whirlpool appliances at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. The Pat Murphy Show is brought to you by Concordia University. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit CUW.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University, live uncommon. Murph, a great effort, of course, last night, that big sixth inning with the two big blasts from Yelich and Bowers. And what led to everything before that, too, just taking advantage of mistakes by the opponent and making them pay for it.
Yeah, I think our offense showed up and kept the pressure on them, put the ball in play, and then Quintana was masterful, and that's just a comforting feeling to know you have him out on the mound.
Yeah, you know, with Jose, I think we could almost just record something that we play almost every time he takes the mound, because he is such a consistent guy, and you do have a great feeling about what you're going to get. But I talked about it a little bit on the air last night, that you can see how much the guys like playing behind him, too. I mean, that is very evident, that they love playing defense behind Jose.
Yeah, it's about trust, and a lot of guys with great experience, you know, bring with them when they come to a ball club that trust factor where, hey, I know what I'm doing. Trust me, I can navigate and be ready to play for me. And that's exactly what you assessed it correctly.
It was a big night for Bryce at the plate. And the thing about his game right now is he can turn on an inside pitch, but he still has that
ability to go with the pitch on the outer half and go into left field, and he's so willing to do it too, which is a part of it. It just feels like he really has great plate coverage outside, inside right now, and he can cover most of it.
Yeah, I mean, there's no question about it. He's been a force for us. He's redirecting the ball. When the ball's away, he hits it that way. When the ball's in, he hits it that way. And soft stuff, depending, again, back door, he'll take it the other way. You know, you bring it across the plate, and he'll hit it to the pole side. So he's in a good spot. He's developing, you know, into a real hitter, a real force in offensive baseball across the league. So we're excited. I guess the organization planned on it. When you pick a guy in the first round, you hope he can do it. But it's so tough to make yourself one of the best players in the league, and he's on his way.
Back with more with Murph after this on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, Brewers fans. Scott Peck, broker with Addison Jones. Our agent's passion goes beyond helping you buy and sell your homes. We are also devoted to giving back to the community. From supporting local charities to sponsoring youth sports teams, Addison Jones is committed to having a positive impact on the areas we serve. So when you're ready to buy, sell, or build a home, choose Addison Jones. Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Addison Jones Real Estate. Your home, your community, our commitment.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's macaroni and pizza pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County, but Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton and AM 1100.
Back with you on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Brewers and Giants getting set for Game 3 here at Oracle Park tonight. It's a great pitching matchup, Logan Webb against Freddie Peralta for the Crew. I want to ask you about Yelich for a moment, just really in a good place over the last week at the plate. But I feel like even if you go back to the beginning of the year, even though the results weren't always there, there was a lot of hard contact in there. And this is a guy with such a great track record and such a big resume. And he's been through everything that I don't know that anybody was ever really worried that this Yelich was going to show up. And I think we've seen it in a big way over the last week, of course.
No doubt. I mean, he, he was swinging the bat good early on, hitting balls hard. And then it sometimes gets in your head here and there. And then you face a monster pitcher who's got great stuff that night. And, you know, then all of it's looking at you. You know, you're like, wow, what's going on with Yelich? And I mentioned back then, look at his hard contact rate. Look at what he's doing. You know, he's swinging the bat good. And he felt that way, too. So I'm not surprised seeing what we're seeing. And, you know, he knocked in, what, he knocked in six last night? That's good for anybody's week. And, you know, he is swinging the bat well with confidence. So we got our work cut out for us tonight with Logan Webb. He's been great. He's been an all-star many times. He's... You know, that's why he makes the big bucks, because he's really talented and he does well at home. So we'll have our work cut out for us, but our offense is going in the right direction.
Yeah, you if you're just a fan, tonight is as good a pitching matchup as there is in baseball, with Freddie versus Logan Webb. And Logan Webb, as you mentioned, kind of sneaky one of the best pitchers in baseball. I, you know that, but I don't know if he gets as much credit around the rest of the league. And probably kind of the same thing for Freddie. I think we understand how special Freddie is, but probably doesn't get as much credit as some of the other guys around the league too.
No doubt. I mean, you're right. It's Freddie versus Webb is not something that they're going to carry as the big matchup of the night. But when you know these two teams and you know these two pitchers, it's going to be a great baseball game.
Looking forward to it, Murph. Best of luck tonight.
Thanks so much, Lynn.
Pat Murphy with us here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. We're back with more after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Dear baseball fans, swing into action with Toyota's 2025 lineup. Leading off, the RAV4, a utility all-star that delivers in the clutch. On deck, the spacious Grand Highlander, followed by the fuel-savvy Corolla. Next up, our slugger Tacoma, bringing upper deck power every at bat. And rounding out the lineup, the playmaking all-hybrid Camry. For more, visit Toyota.com or your local dealer. Toyota, let's go places.
Steel deals are happening now. From instant savings on select tools to free battery offers on some of our most popular battery tool sets, you can enjoy great deals and do it all with Steel. Shop online or in-store at your local Steel dealer. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
Hey, Milwaukee, are you looking for a win? Try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
Well, this is going to be more like a standard San Francisco night this evening than we've had first couple of games of the series. It is overcast, chilly, windy. Yep, San Francisco, Oracle Park, by the bay to a T. It's game three of the four-game series. Welcome back to the On Deck Show, built by Menards. Let's get you the injury report presented by the Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Blake Perkins, remember him? Boy, he's been injured since early in spring training with that fractured shin. Pat Murphy gave an update to the media earlier today. Perkins has been cleared to resume some baseball activities. He's been running the bases, but the prognosis still is it's going to take a while. You're probably looking at least another month before we can see Blake Perkins back in a Brewers uniform to make his season debut. And it's a guy that Pat Murphy has consistently said they miss as one of their outfielders. Tonight's keys to the game are presented by Toyota. Visit your local Wisconsin Toyota dealer to check out Toyota's incredible lineup like the all-new Tacoma, the Grand Highlander, and RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Well, you know that runs are probably going to be at a premium tonight. It's pitcher's night anyway, cold and damp. And Freddie Peralta is going to have to be his normal stingy self going up against the terrific Logan Webb. So my key for the Brewers, again, in a low-scoring game that you project, you're going to have Freddie pitch like the ace that he so often does. Take a break here on the On Deck Show, built by Menards. When we come back, we'll visit with one of last night's heroes, Jake Bowers. He busted out of a funk with three consecutive hits, including a big home run in that eight-run sixth-inning rally. We'll talk to Jake about the season thus far, his second with the crew, when we come back to Oracle Park. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
You've taught them, trained them, taken every precaution. But sometimes, despite your best efforts, someone gets hurt on the job. Because they're not perfect. They're people. And they're your people. At least you can keep them happy, healthy, and working with a workers' compensation policy from West Bend. It's how to give every problem a silver lining. West Bend, the worst brings out our best. To find out more, visit thesilverlining.com.
You know that little pain in your tooth? The one you've been hoping will go away? That one you'd have checked out if only you had dental insurance. Yeah, that's probably a cavity. And no, it won't just go away. Left untreated, that little pain can become a big pain with a big cost. And if you don't have dental insurance, we have a solution. The new Wisconsin Dental Association Dental Savings Club can save you up to 55% on quality care from WDA dentists you can trust. Learn more and join at WDAClub.com.
It's party time at Cousin Subs. For a limited time only, Cousin's 2-foot party subs are back. Choose from the ham and provolone, Italian special, or turkey. Each party sub is just $39.99, feeds 5 to 8 people, and requires 24-hour notice to order. And now you can complete your party by adding a party chip bag and a dozen chocolate chip cookies for just $4.99. Order today in-store, online, or on the app. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Game 3 by the Bay in San Francisco is coming up. We welcome you back to the On Deck Show built by Menards. Brewers and Giants tonight, and one of last night's stars joins us as our pregame guest. Jake Bowers is on the show. It's good to see you, Jake. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Good to see you, too.
Tell us about last night, and you found your swing pretty quickly because all of a sudden then you had 3 hits and a home run. What clicked for you in last night's game?
I don't know that necessarily anything clicked for me. I think my swing's been in a good spot ever since I showed up in spring training. And so really I just felt like it was a matter of getting pitches to hit, and felt like over the last couple weeks, anytime I got in the box, it was pitches on a corner somewhere. And, you know, next thing you know, I'm behind in the count early because a guy made good pitches. And so as frustrating as it is to go through that, really the whole time just felt like my swing's in a good spot. I just need something to get. And luckily got a few and got some results.
I know you've talked about this a lot since you got to camp in Phoenix. The fact that you get to come back and have a second year with this club, how important was that to you, for you personally and for your career, to come back and do this again with these guys?
Yeah, it means a lot. It means a lot. I'm thankful that they brought me back. I'm thankful that I made the team. I'm thankful to be getting another opportunity here. And most of all, I'm just thankful to be around, you know, these people that we have in the clubhouse. I know it's a little bit cliche to say I enjoy coming to work every day, but it's the truth. You know, I enjoy hanging out in the clubhouse. I enjoy working with everybody on the staff. And so I've been feeling very free. And, I think anytime you can say that, you're in a pretty good position.
What is it about this group in particular, the guys that you've been around for 2 years, that makes it such a tight-knit unit that the Brewers seem to be?
There's really no egos in the clubhouse. There's no conflict in the clubhouse. Everybody gets along, but at the same time, everybody has a clear vision of who we are as a team, who we need to be as a team, and everybody's pretty committed to executing game plans on a nightly basis. And so anytime you have 26 guys pulling in the same direction, that's a special thing, and you don't get that necessarily everywhere that you are.
Jake Bowers, our guest here on the On Deck Show built by Menards. It's the Brewers and the Giants coming up tonight. The start to the year wasn't what everybody wanted, but it was 4 games. And now all of a sudden, here you are. You've had a great month of April as a team. Was there ever any kind of doubt with this group? Or this is just an early baseball season thing where people can overreact to a start that just happens in a few days, and then the Brewers get it back to where they know they could be?
Yeah, for sure. There was never any panic inside the clubhouse. Really, if anything, I think it locked us in, saying, like, all right, like, it's, we got to get this going. And then since then, I think you've seen our brand of baseball really be put on display. And, you know, when it is clicking, it's fun to watch. It's exciting. And, you know, I'm happy that we're back. That's for sure. You don't ever want to start a season like that. But at the same time, it is baseball. Anything can happen over the course of a game, a few games. And so there was never any doubt from any of us that, you know, we were going to end up right back where we needed to be.
It's been fun to watch you play. Thanks so much, Jake, for the time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Jake Bowers, our guest here from Oracle Park. It's the Brewers and the Giants, and we're only minutes away from first pitch. When we come back, I'll get you the starting lineups here on the On Deck Show built by Menards. You're listening to the Brewers Radio Network.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
As a student in high school, every day starts to feel the same. If I'm not taking notes in history class, then I'm writing an essay in English. Each day falls into the same routine, but when I go to my career and technical education classes, nothing there is routine at all. There is something new each and every day, whether it's something new we're learning or an exciting project my teacher assigns. The nice thing about technical education is that it's all hands-on learning, which is different from most classes. It doesn't even feel like I'm going to school with how fun and creative the teachers can be. Our classrooms range from a broadcasting studio for radio, TV, communication students to a medical training room for the health science program. My teachers aren't just assigning busy work, but lifelong information that I can use after high school. My teachers teach with a purpose, to show the knowledge and experience needed for a certain career. Career in technical education isn't just teaching, it's guiding. It's mentoring young students who want to learn firsthand from their mentor and role model. Go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE. Be part of the investment. Teach CTE.
Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you. Brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And if you happen to be a caregiver in the Outagamie County, this event is for you. Because on Wednesday, April 30th, from 3:30 till 6 p.m., you can join other caregivers for the Outagamie Caregiver Appreciation Event. Connect with others as you relax, enjoy dinner, speakers, and learn about local supportive resources. Plus, there's a load of prizes to be won. Head to WISS.FM and click events to find out more.
The Valley's home for Brewer Baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton and AM 1100.
Express.com, Tsunami Express. Wash, chill, repeat.
About 10 minutes away from a first pitch at Oracle Park. What a pitching matchup tonight we've got coming your way, we think, between Logan Webb and Freddy Peralta. A couple of aces here in Game 3 of the four-game series. This is the On Deck Show, built by Menards, and the starting lineups are presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Against Mr. Webb, it's going to be Bryce Terang in the leadoff spot after reaching base five times last night. He now leads the National League in hits. Terang is the second baseman. Jackson Churio will be in left field again, and he'll bat second again tonight for the Crew, with Christian Yelich, one of last night's heroes, in the three spot as the DH. William Contreras will again be the cleanup man and catcher. And Sal Frelick is in right field. He bats fifth. Reese Hoskins was not in there last night for the big outburst in that win. Hoskins, the first baseman and Northern California native, hitting sixth. Garrett Mitchell, the center fielder, bats seventh. And Joey Ortiz, after his first game off of the season, returns to his shortstop position at bats eighth. Caleb Durbin continues to man that ninth spot, playing third base in his sixth game as a Brewer. They'll all face Logan Webb, as mentioned. Meanwhile, Freddy Peralta for the Brewers against these nine for Bob Melvin's Giants. Mike Yastrzemski in the leadoff spot. Yaz is the right fielder. Willie Adames, only 1-for-8 thus far in the series against his former mates. He bats second and plays shorts. Jung-Hoo Lee in center field is batting third. And Matt Chapman, the terrific third baseman, in the cleanup spot. Wilmer Flores, the Brewers have only gotten him out one time in the series in eight trips to the plate. He'll be the DH and number five hitter. Elliot Ramos in left field. He hits sixth. Lamont Wade Jr., the first baseman's batting seventh. Doing the catching for all three games thus far in the series is Patrick Bailey. He hits number eight on the card. And our first look as a starter at Christian Koss, the rookie second baseman. He'll round out the order against Freddie. Umpires presented by Cannon and Dunphy. Brian Walsh is calling balls and strikes. Jim Wolfe will be at first base. Alex McKay second. And the crew chief, Alan Porter, is in the rocking chair. Since 1985, Cannon and Dunphy has been leading the way, recovering over $1 billion for clients. For fairness on the field and justice off it, trust Cannon and Dunphy. Lane Grindle has more of the On Deck Show, built by Menards. He's getting us closer to the first pitch right after these words on the Brewers Radio Network.
Drum roll, please.
Carb Bliss is here with refreshing new flavors. Introducing their Tropical Bliss Variety Pack. Let the summertime flavors of blood orange, watermelon, raspberry, and grapefruit whisk you away from the winter blues. New flavors, same great Carb Bliss perks. Every handcrafted cocktail still has zero sugar, zero carbs, and just 100 calories. Find the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack in store wherever Carb Bliss is sold, and enjoy your winter passport to paradise. Grab a pack today and discover why Bliss is more with Carb Bliss.
George,
you've just had an incredible shift. What's it like turning those double play meal deals like nobody's business?
George, any thoughts on your next shift?
George, what's your secret?
Hold on, folks. Let's give our star a moment. He's been busy making double play meal deals all day long. There you have it. Sounds like the secret is George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 crave-worthy cheeseburgers and 2 fries. Available all season long, so you can fuel up for every game. George Webb, our kitchen is always cooking.
At Prevea, we do things differently because we're led by doctors who specialize in you. How do we do it? Let's hear from the doctors just like me who practice at Prevea.
At Prevea Health, we're led by doctors
who really care about you.
That's why our patients
are always treated with patience.
And the first treatment we prescribe
is kindness.
Prevea Health, doctor-led, specializing in you.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Concordia University of Wisconsin. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball. It's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance. Menards. Prevea Health. Construction Business Group. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now. Delta Dental. Quick Trip. Woodman's Food Market. Pomp's Tire. West Bend Insurance. The Silver Lining. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Cousin Subs. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest Ice Cream. Wisconsin Biofuels. Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And the Wisconsin Dental Association. Brewers and Giants, Game 3 of this 4-game series. It is just around the corner as we continue after these words on the On Deck Show, built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hey, Brewers fans. Dreaming of a home that hits it out of the park? Look no further than Signature Homes, premier home builder in the Oshkosh area. Our custom-built homes feature the latest designs tailored to fit your lifestyle. From luxurious kitchens to spacious living areas, every detail is crafted with care. Visit SignatureHomesAJ.com and explore the ideas gallery. Ready to step up to the plate? Call any of our amazing agents for more information at 920-235-0095. Let's make it happen.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh. They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM in Appleton, and AM 1100.
Logan Webb leads the Giants onto the diamond for Game 3 of this 4-game set by the Bay in San Francisco. The teams have split the first couple. And we have two of the better starting pitchers in the National League matched up tonight, Webb versus Freddy Peralta. Let's wrap up our on-deck show built by Menards, as always, with a drive around the league. Presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors, building Wisconsin together. The Cubs and the Dodgers at it again in another thriller at Wrigley. Cubs holding on to a 7-6 lead with one out in the top of the ninth as they try to hold off Los Angeles and win the first two games of that series in dramatic fashion. Earlier today in the division, the Cardinals lost a rubber match in Atlanta 4-1. Eli White, game-winning three-run home run for the Braves in the bottom of the eighth. And as the Brewers get ready to go to St. Louis on Friday, the Cardinals will be coming off of a 1-6 road trip. Reds salvaged a game in Miami 5-2 behind Brady Singer. And so they ended up with a 3-3 trip through Baltimore and Miami. As Logan Webb gets ready for the first pitch, time to turn it over to Lane Grindle. He's got your play-by-play in the opening innings.
All right, thank you, Josh. A reminder that this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at boucher.com. So Bryce Terang strolling to the plate, and we're about ready to get this one underway here in San Francisco. Logan Webb brings home the first pitch, and it is through there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Got underway right on time, 6:45 local time, 8:45 back in Wisconsin. 54 degrees, it feels a little cooler than that tonight as Terang lines one into left and down for a base hit. Oh, Bryce Terang, it almost feels automatic, like he can dial up a base hit the other way at any point in time. So Bryce, who had a four-hit night last night, collects his fifth hit of the series after going 0-for on Monday. And the Brewers have their leadoff man aboard here in the top of the first. And here's Jackson Churio, 2-for-8 in the series. Homered against Webb last season. Webb brings home the pitch, and Churio took a strike on a two-seam fastball, and it's 0-1. First pitch of Brewers baseball brought to you by Carbless, premium cocktails in a can. Stop at your local grocer and stock up for the game or for your next tailgate. Carbless, this is more. A one pitch, Churio swing and a miss at a breaking ball off the plate away. And it goes to 0-2 on Jackson. Leadoff single for Bryce Terang. Now 33 hits on the season for Terang. Webb tosses to first, and Bryce is back in there with a head first dive. He came in tied for third in the league in hits with 32, and he's already added to it tonight. 0-2 pitch to Churio. Swing and a miss at a sweeper down and away from Webb. And he strikes out Jackson for the first out of the inning, and that'll get Yelich to the plate. Quick trip around the bases presented this month by Mars and Wrigley. And tonight's contestant in the quick trip around the bases is Amy Piankowski from Jackson. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Amy wins a $100 Quick Trip gift card. First pitch to Yelich. He is in there for a strike at the letters, and it's 0-1. That gift card compliments of Quick Trip and, of course, Mars and Wrigley. Terang with a conservative lead at first. The 0-1 pitch. That is a high strike with a two-seam fastball. Just clipped the very top of the zone, and it's 0-2. Webb, one of the best in the league. Right-hander, gets a lot of ground balls. 12 strikeouts in his last outing. 0-2 is low, one ball and two strikes. Never been a huge strikeout guy, but he can accumulate them. Just been a really consistent, solid pitcher, especially over the last couple of years. Was in the Cy Young conversation big time the last couple of seasons as Yelich flinches at a sinker that just missed a little bit high, and it's 2-2 now on Christian. 10 for his last 25 at the plate for Yelich. Hit the grand slam last night. Webb working out of the stretch. Another toss to first, and Terang is back in time. Two and two on Christian. Webb looking over at Terang and the pitch. And that missed a little bit low with that sweeper, and the count has gone full. It's three balls and two strikes. Yelich, a couple of really tough takes, but they have benefited him. Webb's 3-2 pitch. There goes Terang. Swung on and fouled back. And out of play behind home plate. And we'll do it again at 3-2. So pretty good battle going on between Webb and Yelich. Three-two pitch, missed inside. Yelich worked the walk. That is a really good at bat from Christian Yelich. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. This is the sixth start for Logan Webb on the year. He had walked just seven over his previous five. So he does not give out very many free passes, but he did that time to Yelich, and now the Brewers have first and second and one away for their cleanup hitter, William Contreras. Webb brings home the pitch, and it missed in. It's 1-0. Clean up any home damage with Loyal Family, South Milwaukee, Oak Creek, and across the state. Don't let the out-of-towners handle it. Call locally owned Loyal Family Renovations for a free inspection today. 1-0 is a ground ball to third. Chapman will field it. Step on the bag at third. That's the only out he'll get. So he takes care of Terang and then puts the baseball in his back pocket. And the Brewers first and second and two away now for Sal Frelick. So Contreras hit first on the fielder's choice. And here's Sal. Frelick. Just one hit in this series. Takes a strike. And it's 0-1. But he kept that on base streak going last night. He is 1-for-8 against San Francisco pitching so far. This is a ground ball to second base. Christian Koss has it. He'll flip to Adames covering the bag at second. And a threat for the Brewers does not produce runs. No runs on a hit. No errors. There is a walk and two men left. We've played half an inning in San Francisco. It is the Brewers nothing and the Giants coming up on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
More than 6 million kids in the U.S. have ADHD, and many aren't getting the support they need. At Understood.org, we know that parents want to help, especially when their child has questions like,
why am I always falling behind? Why do I feel so alone?
We provide parents with the resources they need to help kids with ADHD thrive. Your child wants to thrive. Be the reason they do. Visit Understood.org/the reason to get started.
The Valley's home for Brewer baseball is on WISS, 98.3 FM and 96.5 FM at Appleton, and AM 1100.
Your way.
We go to the bottom of the first inning here in San Francisco. No score, Brewers and the Giants. Freddy Peralta making his sixth start of 2025. He's 2-1 with a 1.91 ERA. Covering 28 and a third innings for Freddie. 33 strikeouts through his first five starts. And he gets a Giants lineup that, in my opinion, and I think Josh is with me on this, as Mike Yastrzemski will lead things off for San Francisco. And Freddie's first pitch is a little bit outside. It's 1-0. Much different looking lineup against right-handed pitching than it is right now against lefties. And one of the reasons why is the guy in the box. 1-0 to Yastrzemski is hit foul and out of play down the left field line. And it's 1-1. Right now, the Giants essentially utilizing a platoon with Luis Matos in right against lefties, Yastrzemski in there against righties. 1-1 is high, two balls and one strike. And there is a big difference in production between Yastrzemski and Matos. Yastrzemski, very good player. 2-1, that is hit foul and out of play down the left field line. It's two balls and two strikes. He is hitting .340 against righties this year. Matos, who is in there last night against the lefty Quintana, is 0 for his last 20 at the plate. Really changes this lineup. On that alone, here's the 2-2 to Yastrzemski. That is a foul ball and out of play down the left field line. Stays at 2-2. On the season, Yastrzemski, .286, three home runs, and 11 driven in. Peralta brings home the 2-2 pitch to Yastrzemski. Fly ball left field. Churio giving chase. He's going to end up in foul territory, leaning over the railing. He made the catch and he held on. A tremendous catch by Jackson Churio. This is a tough outfield to navigate. And he went over, found the wall, reached in to the crowd and made the catch. That's a great, great, great job by Jackson.
Ooh. Boy, I'll tell you what, that extended netting now, that almost makes it a little bit better. You can brace yourself. You have that net as a cushion, and he ended up leaning up against the net.
Here's Willy Adames, friend facing friend here. And Freddy Peralta and Willy Adames in first pitch swung on and fouled back into the net. It's 0-1. I agree with you. It's like just a little bit of a security blanket that you know it's there. But Jackson also did a good job of understanding where he was with the wall in relationship to the wall. 0-1. He is down and away with a slider, and it's one ball and one strike. Think of all the time these two gentlemen have spent together as best friends, Freddy Peralta and Willy Adames. 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss at the slider, down and away, and it's 1-2. Earlier this year during spring training, Freddy Peralta was asked by MLB Network who his best friend was. He said, "Big woo," talking about Brandon Woodruff. He thought it was, "Who's your best friend on the team?" So he didn't say Adames. And Adames was mad at him. 1-2 pitch. Fly ball right field. Backing up Frelick. On the edge of the warning track with a play. Makes the catch. And there's two away. Willy Adames said, "I thought we were best friends." Freddie said, "I'm sorry." As Adames pats him on the back on his way back into the dugout right now. And the two exchange pleasantries. Here's Jung-Hoo Lee. Brewers Baseball being brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Pitch to Lee is in there with a strike, and it's 0-1. 3.15 average for Lee. Three home runs, 15 driven in. 1-for-8 in the series with a triple on Monday night. 0-1. And that is a strike at the knees with a really good changeup. And it's 0-2. Peralta's 0-2 pitch. That is lined in the left and down for a base hit for Lee. That guy is a really good baseball player. The Giants have found themselves a good one. He's going to be fun to watch, I think, over the course of this season. Very difficult guy to face in the box. Here's Matt Chapman. Very patient version of Matt Chapman this year. A guy that will take his walks. Peralta's first pitch. Down and away with a slider, and it's 1-0. He's drawn the second most walks in Major League Baseball. Hitting just .235 on the year with four home runs and 14 driven in. Peralta brings home the pitch, and that misses down. Gets away from Contreras for a moment, but not far enough for Lee to try to advance to second. Two balls and no strikes. Two outs, runner at first, bottom of the first. in a 0-0 ball game, Brewers and Giants. Peralta's 2-0. That missed low. And it goes to 3-0. Wilmer Flores in the on-deck circle for San Francisco. Ryan Walsh, our home plate umpire tonight. Jim Wolf at first, Alex McKay at second, and the crew chief, Alan Porter, over at third base. Peralta brings home the 3-0 pitch, and that is in there for a strike with a fastball at 96. And it's 3-1. Lee gets his lead from first. Freddie's 3-1 pitch. Swung on and fouled back into the net, and he's battled back, and now the count is full at 3-2. Brewers defensively behind Peralta. Churio in left, Mitchell in center. Frelick is in right. Durbin at third. Ortiz back in there tonight at short. Terang at second. Hoskins at first, and Contreras does the catching. Peralta's 3-2 pitch. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Change up at the very bottom of the zone. Chapman strikes out. And Ortho ASAP strikeout for Peralta, his first of the night. And he puts up a 0 in the bottom of the first. We go to the second. No score on the Brewers Radio Network.